1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show.
Coming up, we're going to be interviewing Mr. Brad Rifkin, and I would love to be able to tell you what it's about. I don't remember, so when Mr. Rifkin... He has a gym... He has a new speed bag that is called the Trina Speed Bag, and the gentleman is a... Mr. Rifkin's actually in the advertising business, but for whatever reason, he's gone into sports merchandising, and he's going to tell us in just a couple of seconds here about his new product, which is the Trina Speed Bag. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. Coming up also, Larry Grover from the Conservatives of Kern County, and the new magazine that he has coming out called Fresh Crop. Just to continue discussion of the submarine as it pertains to the United States Armed Forces in warfare. You see, the submarine is
Hunt for Red October and...
Yeah, it's fine, man. You know, you guys with your favorite movies, you really bother me. You know that?
Well, you like Crimson Tide.
Yeah, I know, but I ain't gonna live and die on it. These guys fighting over movies, whatever. Movies. You know, they always tell you, hey, we made the movie to show you what real life is about. There ain't nothing in the movies that's real life. If it was real life, then people would actually go, oh, wow, that's really terrible. I don't want to do that anymore. All cats want to do is go out and do the stuff they see in movies.
Yeah.
So it can't possibly be real life.
Why?
Think about it. A guy makes a movie with a lot of violence in it, right?
Yeah.
And he says, the reason why I made the movie is to show how much violence there is in life. And to do something about it, to make a statement that we shouldn't do this.
Okay.
Then a kid goes out, gets a gun, blows a guy away because he saw it in a movie.
Say that again.
A guy makes a movie, and what he's doing is he blows a guy. Hello?
Blows what?
Oh, will you guys leave me alone? On the line, Mr. Brad Rifkin in Las Vegas, Nevada tonight. And Mr. Rifkin, how are you, sir?
Well, Phil, I'm doing very well. Thanks for having me on your program. I get a big kick out of listening to you here in Las Vegas.
Thank you very much. Mr. Rifkin, you're in the advertising business. You also have opened up a line of sports merchandise. Is that correct?
Well, it's not a large line of sports merchandise, Phil, but we are excited about one of our products, which is a fight bag, speed bag. And we're also excited, Phil, and we're also very proud to announce that of every dollar made through the sale of our Trina sports bag, we are going to donate 25 cents to domestic abuse, domestic violence outreach programs to help families that are affected by this very terrible disease, this very terrible syndrome.
That's a very commendable goal, and you are, I take it, at a gym right now?
I am, Phil. I'm at a place called Brock's Gym. It's North Las Vegas.
Tell me about this bag, why it's unique, why you have this tie-in with domestic abuse.
Philly, I got the idea for the Trina speed bag. My wife's name is Trina, who I love very much. In fact, I can't even imagine my life without her. She's the best woman I've ever met, and she's put up with a lot. Trina and I went through a very difficult period, and I got the idea for the Trina speed bag when I was working out myself. I do not fight professionally, but I do enjoy boxing for fitness. I also like to go watch it. What I did is I took a regular speed bag. For people who don't know what a speed bag is...
Yeah, let's explain. It's the little round thing that guys...
Yeah, you speed on it. You're using your fists. You're using your gloved hands to hit this bag that is slightly elevated. It gives you coordination. It allows you to have quicker hands, hand-eye coordination, that thing.
Okay, the little tiny bag that's hanging. It looks like a tonsil.
Yeah, it looks like, you know... Like, so yeah, that thing that hangs in your throat or whatever. But anyway, so that kind of took my mind off. Now I'm thinking about having my mouth open.
Never mind. Go ahead.
The Trina speed bag, I took a regular speed bag. And what I did is I was able to affix to it a plastic sleeve. And inside that sleeve, I would put a picture of my wife, Trina. And I would go to the gym with this bag, and I would hang the bag up, and then I would see her. And please understand, I love my wife very much, but at this particular time, I was having problems with her. And we were involved in domestic violence.
Okay. Were you arrested?
Yes, I was.
Wow.
So in order to break myself of that syndrome, if I wanted to smack her or hit her, whatever you want to call it, I would go down with a Trina speed bag, I'd hang it up, and I'd see her. There's that face, you know, and I'd go to work on it. And I found that it gave me some release.
Were you imagining that you're hitting her, or?
Well, you are. What I had done is I had tried to alter the bag. This sounds a little ridiculous, but I tried to alter the bag using, I would paint eyes on it. I got a picture of my wife, and I took it over to a friend of mine who's an artist, and I said, paint the bag.
Uh-huh.
To look like her.
It must be emotional, huh?
It's very emotional, yeah.
So he painted the bag so it was her face?
Yeah, and it's ridiculous, but we got some hair, like a wig, and we put a wig on it. So I would take this down, and I would really lay into it. It turned out it was not a good idea because the paint got smeared and the wig flew off. Instead, I invented this sleeve.
So, just to interrupt you, so you're imagining yourself pounding on your wife is what you're...
Well, you are, but you're not really pounding on her. You're not beating her up. You're beating into this bag with her face right there, and so you're really going to it. And I also found, and as I went around and I talked to other men that have this problem, you could insert anyone's picture in there. So what happened was, this took off not just as a way of dealing with domestic violence, but also dealing with a child who comes home with a bad report card. If you've got a picture of your daughter or your son, you can put it in the bag, and you can really beat the Jesus.
Do you find yourself getting angry?
I remember moments, you know, when my daughter came home, she had an F on something. And my daughter's not stupid, and when she comes home with Fs, I know she's in class just goofing around. So I said, really, an F? That's great. And I got out of the house as fast as I could. Otherwise, I know there was going to be some damage done. So I went down to the gym. I got out a picture of my daughter. And it was actually a picture of her laying on a little rug that we took when she was a baby, a little nude baby shot. And the reason why I used that picture is because my daughter, who I love, is... you know, getting Fs, and yet she wants the whole world to think she's so cute. And there it is, and I just, oh, man, would I love to, you know. And
well, you're hitting the bag with a picture of your daughter as an infant.
That's correct, yes. And so anybody, it can be a boss, or you may not have a picture, and that's why we use the plastic insert. You can put a picture of your, for instance, I'll give an example, my grandmother. I don't have a problem with her at all, but she just continues to live. And the reason why I said...
I just want to interrupt here. I'm talking with Mr. Brad Rifkin. He has a product called the Trina Speedbag. What is wrong with your grandmother again?
There's nothing wrong with it, Phil. I'm just telling you something personal for me. She's always on the phone. She always needs something, and that's fine, and I'm always over there. I'm over at my grandmother's house at least probably 3-4 times a week. Getting her something. Or, this pipe broke. And I'm like, is that right? That's too bad, Grandma. And I'll go down with the Trina Speedbag. I got a picture of my grandmother. And I tried to find the most pruned up looking, you know, just something that says, what up? I can't even find the words of the thing that I want to say.
Well, Mr. Rifkin, with all due respect, it sounds as if you have a difficult time expressing yourself verbally, as opposed to using this speed bag.
Well, I do, but let me tell you something. A couple of jabs to the Trina speed bag. Sometimes all it takes is just one good roundhouse. What I do is I take my grandmother's picture and I put it in there and I go, watch this. And I come around with a right hand and I almost knock that bag right off the hook. I mean, I almost put that bag because a couple of headbutts too, because sometimes it's not even enough to hit it with your fists. And there was one night that I was injured, and we have a notice to the back, don't headbutt it, because what happened was I tried to headbutt it when I had a picture of my grandmother in it, because hitting it wasn't enough. And I went ahead, I spit on it, I did everything, and then I headbutted it, and the bag flew off, and I hit the wall, so...
Oh, God.
Yeah, so it's... But we're doing very well with it.
Can I ask you something?
You know, the other thing is, the other thing you want to do with it is, if the fists aren't enough, you can pick. I went down one night with some fishing line. I had about an 8-pound test fishing line, just razor sharp, and I wanted a rat. And I put my wife's picture in it, and I wrapped the fishing line around it.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. Fine. But I just... You can do this with this bag. And what you do is you put the picture in, and then you wrap fishing line around it, and you spit at it, and then you box the ears. Left, right, left, right. You're just doing ear shots. You know? Because what you can imagine is the blood coming out of the nose when you do... See, I'm sorry.
Well, we're getting into some specifics that I don't need.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
I don't need to hear this. What I'm hearing from you is... You developed the Trina Speed Bag to deal with your problem of violence towards your wife and towards your family.
That is correct, yes, sir. And I love my family very much.
All right. And that's fine as long as you're not hit. You have no more problems being physically abusive to your family.
None whatsoever, sir, no.
So I can't find any fault. It just sounds to me like you've got a lot of issues there.
I love my family, but when they start in, when my wife starts in, you got this advertising business. You said it was going to be this and that, this and that. I said, boy, there you go again. There it goes. There's the mouth. I knew it was only a matter of time. So I'll take off for hours. And she'll say, you done with that speed bag again? I said, it's better the speed bag than a coroner's report tomorrow morning. And you're at the top line. See what I'm saying? So.
Oh, boy. I mean, you do have a...
I've got an anger issue. What do you think I did the bag for? What do you think, I'm just doing this for kicks? I don't do anything for jollies. I do stuff to change what is see? And that's why I do it.
All right, well, let's take a break here. We're talking with Mr. Brad Rifkin. The Trina Speed Bag is a speed bag that they use in boxing, and you can put the picture of your wife or your daughter, in his case his grandmother, and just go to work on it. If you've got an issue with him, he did try having the bag painted to look just like his wife. Anyway, it's a lot of the money is going toward domestic abuse resource and agencies that help that way. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. World famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Sir, Brad Rifkin joins me from Las Vegas, Nevada. He is the owner of a sports line called the Trina Speed Bag. Every dollar they make with the sale of the Trina Speed Bag goes to domestic abuse, domestic violence outreach. And we got a couple of calls, Mr. Rifkin, but I wanted to just ask you, this is a product that is used by men primarily, right?
Well, no, women can use it too, but most of the people that we make our sales to are men.
But this is designed to allow someone to express some physical violence against an individual without it being the individual.
Yeah, I would say that, but, I just want to say it's better to do it to a bag than a real person, don't you think? I mean,
well, yeah, but you're talking about wrapping fishing line around it and spitting on it and headbutting it. All right, let's go to Lloyd. Go ahead.
Is that me, sir?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Good evening, Phil. I am enjoying your broadcast. My question is to the gentleman.
Yes, sir.
Do the bags come in different colors and sizes? Is my immediate question for you, and I'll hang up and listen.
The bags do, if I knew what the gentleman wanted.
Well, the thing that I wanted...
Wait, I thought you were going to hang up and listen.
Well, I guess I didn't, did I? I guess I'm still here.
No, I would answer the gentleman and say...
Hold on for a minute. What is that supposed to mean?
No, you said you'd hang up and listen.
Isn't that what people say?
Who?
The people that call talk shows.
Then they hang up and they listen. But if you wanted an answer, why would you hang up and listen?
Can I hang up and listen to the answer?
Yes, but then you're still talking to me.
You got a hard-on for me or something?
No, come on. Just give the answer his question, will you?
Well, gentlemen, if you just calm down for a minute.
No, I want to know if the bag comes in different colors and sizes.
Yes, that we can, sir. Can you ask me what it is that you need? We can. Speed bags are a regulation size, you have to understand.
Well, I don't need it to be that much larger, just a little bit larger If I sent you a photograph of the individual, could you make the bag that individual's head size? In other words,
well, he's saying that it's for pictures.
But the bag has a, sir, the bag has a plastic sleeve.
No, I understand. I don't even need that. I just need something that I can use my imagination with.
And, well, tell me how large you need it, you know?
The head size of this person is fairly significant, and I want the bag to be black. And
the head size is this, so the larger bag.
Yes, sir, and the bag should be black.
So is the person a black person?
Yes, sir, it is. And I don't know that.
Well, is it someone you know or someone?
Well, it's someone my wife is constantly watching on television, and I have grown to hate her. Really, in a way that I find remarkable. I don't even hate. I fought for this country in Korea, and I didn't hate the enemy as much as I hate this one.
So, I'm curious.
Yeah, I am. Who is it?
It's the woman, the Winfrey woman. So, if I sent you a copy of O Magazine, if you could get a big black bag about the size of her head.
Well, you don't want her face drawn on or anything.
No. Just a big one, and I'll beat the hell out of that, I can tell you that. I'll probably have to come in for another one. I'll probably need a new big black bag a week.
Well, sir, I can tell you, I don't know about how big you want it. Speed bags are regular size. We do have black bags, though.
You want to beat the hell out of Oprah Winfrey, huh?
Yes, I do. And I don't know how that's any business of yours. You're the gentleman who was saying, giving me a hard time about hanging up and listening.
Well, you didn't hang up and listen. When you said you're going to hang up and listen, then you hang up and listen, okay?
You're talking to a Korean War veteran, okay? And for all of the pain and suffering, I got to come home and look at Oprah staring back at me with her hair pulled back, that big face, Jesus.
Well, no, I understand, sir.
How soon can you keep me resupplied? And
all right, you need a bag a week, a big black bag a week. Great, fine. Hang up and we'll...
Listen, you turd. What?
Let's go to another phone call here. 1-800-449-8686. Justin, go ahead. Justin?
Oh, hi. I wanted to ask the man if you can make the bag look like my brother if I brought a picture of my brother.
No, see, we don't make the bags look anything.
Yeah, the bags are not painted. That's what he tried to do, but you got to put a picture in.
Oh, you put a picture in it?
Yes, sir. You put a picture in the front of the bag. It looks like somebody.
Well, can you make the bag flat in the front or anything like that?
Flat in the front?
What do you need it for?
My younger brother has panfacism, and he always gets a lot of attention from my parents.
What is panfacism? Are you talking about Down syndrome?
I think he's talking about Down syndrome.
Well, yeah, but...
What do you mean panfacism?
Well, it's almost like it's a philosophy. It's like it's not even something that he was born with. I think he believes in it. And he always gets attention. You know, he's always playing for attention, and it really it makes me PO'd. So I was just wondering if you could flatten the bag in the front.
No, sir, I can't flatten the bag in the front.
Sir, that's called Down syndrome. It's not a philosophy. Those poor kids suffer from that. It is a, if they suffer at all, it is a prenatal fetal condition.
Excuse me, Mr. Henry, I don't mean to argue with you, but I'm the one that lives with the gloid, not you.
And I don't like the word gloid, and I don't like panfacism, and goodbye.
God, what a douchebag, man. That's too bad.
You're really taking a hard time tonight, aren't you?
Well, you know what, that's, I suppose that, this subject brings out the worst in people. RC, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Mondo!
All right. That's all the time we've got. Thank you very much.
Did that guy want to say something?
No. We hung up on him. Thank you very much, Mr. Rifkin, for coming on the program. The Trina Speed Bag, named after his wife, Trina. And he just slides a picture of her in the front of that bag, and you go to work on it, huh, Brad?
Yeah, I wear out a few bags, man, I'll tell you that. The way her mouth goes.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
What's wrong?
Bud's outside. I think he has been on the paint again.
Teddy's from security. Bud is outside on the paint.
I think he is on it again, yeah, because he's acting very disordinate.
You know, I told him I would fire him, man. Is he sniffing it?
You got to come outside.
All right, hold on for a minute, folks. Would you bring him in here if you can?
You need to go out there. That's all I'm telling you. Because I think the boy is, he's obviously stoned.
All right, I'll go out. You need to sit down here for me, Teddy, if you wouldn't mind.
All right.
My name is Teddy Bartholomew. I work at the security here, and Mr. Henry is going to be back in a moment. I hope everyone is having a good evening. And it is a lovely evening here in Southern California. And Mr. Henry coming back in. He went outside because Bud Dickman had been, I believe that the man is showing the sides of paint and tile, like sniffing paint. Here comes Mr. Henry now.
You all right?
Huh?
Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine. Nothing wrong with me. Am I all right?
Well, it's Bud Stone.
Bud's okay. I sent him out. He's going to do everything. You go ahead, Teddy. Split.
Are you all right, Miss Henry?
Yeah, I mean, I'm good. All right. What's up? Huh? Oh, man. You know, sometimes I just want to go home, you know, and where I have a beach house, and I know that sounds like I'm rich, but I'm not because we rent it, but there's a beautiful, man, you should have seen the ocean today. The ocean today was, you know, and I went out right on the sand, you know, the surf was out there,
Phil Hendry is stoned. Phil Hendry is stoned.
All those people out there. I know big swells, you know. I don't mean swell, you know, but that's what they call a wave anyway. It's like a swell, you know.
Woo! Earth to Phil. Jesus.
Have you ever... I don't have anything against people that don't live near the ocean, but you should live near the ocean sometimes because I'm going to say something. Well, it'll expand your consciousness is what it'll do. It's expansive, you know. Check out this part. Isn't that... okay, all right, check this out. Hey, ooh, ow, ow, ow. Hey, hey. Check this out.
Henry.
What?
Turn that music off, bud.
Okay.
Henry.
What, man?
All right, bud, get him out of the studio. Get some coffee into him.
Come on, Phil.
Get your hands off of me, man.
Get some coffee into him, and then get him home.
Come on, Phil.
So you think you're the only guy that could do two cans a day, huh? Check this out, man.
Turn that hippie crap off and get some black hot coffee into him. Get anything black into him.
Well, if you say so.
I'm kidding.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Angels just jacked one, 2-1 Yankees in the whatever the hell it is, fifth inning. Angels just smoked one to dead center right out there where they have those plastic mountains, you know, and like the chocolate streams, that whatever the hell they've done to center field at Anaheim. I don't even, I used to go to see football games there. There was only one time that I would ever go to see the Angels play as a kid, and that was to see the Yankees. And now the Angels are the only team anybody wants to see. It's finally happened. It's finally happened. The thing they never thought would happen has happened. The Dodgers, nobody wants to go near them, man. They'd rather have leprosy. I'd rather smoke the cigar that has been in the leper-ridden lips of some cat in Molokai than go to a Dodger game. Did you ever see Papillon? And he has to get that boat from that leper. And the leper gives him the cigar, and McQueen puffs on it. And the guy,
how'd you know I had dry leprosy?
What? So the Angels are 2-1 in the fifth inning against the Yankees as they touch up whoever the Yankees have got in there right now. And I wouldn't be counting a little Angels out of it just yet. Just yet. They have a little bit of scrap in them. They have a little bit, oh, the game's over. Yankees 9, Angels nothing. No, I'm kidding. It's a double play. Screw it. And one play, and this is an interesting, it's a little baseball note, and then we'll move on to something far, far more interesting, like the torture of Iraqis for stress relief. By the way, the guy that sent me this email, would you please, people, understand something. I'm not going to be giving my opinions about the war in Iraq anymore, but that doesn't mean I'm dumb. And when you send me an email about Iraqis being tortured, and I've got to go 9, 10, 15 freaking paragraphs deep into the story to find out exactly what they mean by torture, and I find out they put bags on their heads and zip-tied their wrists. You have got to be some kind of a desperate fool. I mean, this is what it's become now. It's become because the American people getting all of their information the way they do, I guess we're just so dumb we're going to believe anything that anybody sells us. Hey, man, you know what? Get to the point where I think it's happening. To send me your story. Who is this guy? Michelle, next time you send me something like this, make sure there's a name on it. It says C. William Boyer Anus. Oh, okay. Thank you. President of Anus is me. See, any guy that starts his name, C. William Boyer? C. William Bend Down. Then he sends me an article here that he... Don't you dig these people that send you something and they link it?
Here's why you're full of crap.
And then he links the article. So in other words, that's not your argument. It's some other guy. Well, why don't you get that guy and I'll argue with him.
Here's why you're full of crap, Henry. And then
also the guy that sent me the email on,
are you going to be commenting on the new Supreme Court nominee?
No. Why would I want to even go near something like that? I couldn't be more bored with crap like that. The only reason why I ever talk politics in the first place is because of this Iraq thing and because of 9/11 and because bin Laden is, well, I think I'm related to him. And by the way, he's got a hell of a lot of money. So before anybody does anything with him, I want to find out what's in the will. I got to talk about Supreme Court nominees, man. Why don't you go listen to, you know, Jive Monkey on KFI Junior, okay? I think he's on tonight till 10. That's Jive Monkey, the Jive Monkey Show. So anyway, I think the Angels will be doing themselves a world of good by going back to New York, getting a little fresh air, go take a dip in the East River, man, go down to a strip club, go over there to Ruby Foo's, you know, overpay for a table, tip them like a 20, and they'll still seat you right near the Puerto Rican serving trays, you know, whatever you want, and get back there and get your ass thoroughly kicked, and then come on back here to California. It's the Yankees, baby! It's always going to be the Yankees. It's never going to be anything other than the Yankees. It's going to be Yankee, Yankee, Yankee until you can't yank it anymore. Pinstripes, Babe Ruth, Yankee Stadium, New York, you can't win. This isn't a baseball team. This is, you remember when George Steinbrenner said, I think I'm going to move them to Connecticut. Oh my God, you could hear people beginning to knot the nooses. You could just hear the rope being wound around. Really, you think you are, huh? They might as well just, you know, what is that thing they want to do with gasoline? Nationalize it? I think they ought to nationalize the Yankees. So Steinbrenner doesn't, you know, and by the way, George Steinbrenner is probably one of the best things that ever happened to baseball, if you want my honest opinion. I think the guy's a freaking genius. More freaking World Series that guy's won than any other of those other jackballs that own that team. And on top of that, he's had some of the best managers I've ever seen in my life. This guy, Torrey, is brilliant. Billy Martin was one of the best baseball managers in the history of the planet Earth. He even made managers out of guys that have been sitting next to a jug for a few years, like that Bob Lemon. Remember when Lemon was the manager of the Yankees? That guy had a nose on him, man. It was brighter than any stoplight you've ever seen. He was, you could almost make out the Red Mountain wine jug there in the dugout. And that guy won a World Series, didn't he? And everybody in between. But you talk about some great managers, man. Billy Martin was the finest of the fine. Fantastic. He had a bad temper. And so you can't tell a guy like Steinbrenner to go take it and park it, take all of his ships down there in the Tampa shipyard and sail them right up his chute. You can't do that, man, without getting into some serious stuff, okay? But Billy Martin was outstanding. Only one little problem. He drank and drived-ed. He drank-ed and drove-ed. He got hammered one night, man, and spun out of control someplace on some icy street. And then the other one is the guy they got right now. Tory kicks ass. And Tory, he's a solid citizen. I don't think he boozes much. Well, he is Italian, which means he's got to have that vino. He got to have that big tumbler of red eye, probably before every game. I got a friend of mine that says she drinks a bottle a day. Now, what is that? A bottle of red wine a day. I had a guy, when I worked at Upstate New York, I worked at a station called WBVM in Utica, New York. This is, no crap, 1975. Now, I'm in Upstate New York. Now, a kid from California in Upstate, being in Upstate New York is bizarre beyond words if you're not from there. But if you're from California and you're sitting in a town that's mostly red brick and smokestacks, and when they say mountains, they mean those hills that are over there, and that's ski country. Yeah. Well, we go up there and we go skiing. Uh-huh. That's like, what is that, man? That's like a gopher mountain or something. Yeah, oh yeah, that's where we go. All right, so anyway, I'm up there, and I'm working at the station WBVM. Now, on Saturdays, we had two ethnic shows, because you got to have the ethnic shows. See, the FCC says you got to have it. Now, in California, we have Spanish programming. In Florida, you have Spanish programming. In Texas, most of it's Spanish. Not in Upstate New York, it ain't. Polish and Italian. And here comes this guy at 9 o'clock in the morning named Michael Jajitz, and he's doing this whole thing, and he's playing polka music, right? Right after I get done doing a rock and roll show. And then I got to go into it with the shotgun jingle. You know that? Remember those old WBBM? And then you hear, anyway, the guy that came on after him was this Italian guy, really nice guy. He was a wine salesman. And I forget the cat's name, but he did a three-hour Italian melody show. And then they get those two guys out of the way that they got their ethnic, whatever the hell they call it, you know, minority programming out of the way for the week, and let's get back to the real stuff. But anyway, for 3 hours, this cat would play Italian melodies, and he was a wine salesman. And the dude said to me, Phil, how many bottles of wine do you drink? And this guy, I said, where are you from, man? Schenectady. Well, you sound like you just got off the boat, man. Now, how many bottles of wine? You should drink one bottle of wine a day. One bottle of wine. You're kidding, right? No, man, I want a bottle of wine. I said, what, is that medicinal? Or, you know, cats like you, man, you know, you give advice, and the next thing you know, I'm going to be wandering up to a rolled-up window with my hand out going, change, and I'll be saying, the guy said, how did you get that way? Cat said a bottle a day. I next thing I know, I'm here. Want a bottle of wine a day? I said, well, if it's some of that Italian stuff, you can take that and park it, man. I ain't drinking any of that for love or money. What are you selling, some of that California jazz? So anyway, my friend, she's out there, man. She's drinking a bottle a day. The only bottle a day that I drink is a big bottle of milk. Thank you. We'll be right back.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Hey, how you doing tonight? My name is Easy Off, and welcome to Love at Night. I'm going to play some songs for you tonight. I know that you're there for me. I'm here for you. Why don't you call me up, okay? I think your old man's out of town, isn't he? Give me a call right now on the Easy Off line. How you doing, sister?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
I'm great. What can I play for you tonight?
Well, I want to hear some jams, you know. Whatever you got.
I'll tell you what I got. I got game, you know. Bet your old man ain't got no game.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Yeah. All right, here it is. It's for you, all right? The soul. Let's get your swerve on with this one, right?
Oh, yeah.
What the hell is this? I don't know. Well, get it off, will you? Get it off. You're making me look like a monkey.
Yes, humor can be easy to do. Simply juxtapose two completely opposing sentiments, two completely different sensibilities. On the one side, the stereotypical late-night soul jock. On the other, happy white people music. Nothing could be more opposite. Bill Fitzgibbons is with us. Bill, you've done this many times, haven't you?
Oh, yeah, I enjoy it. What I like to do is I'll come running in, I'll say, oh my God, I'm having a heart attack. You know, like I've got pains down my left arm. And my wife will say, oh, what can I do? And then I'll say, happy birthday, honey. And I'll have some flowers and a box of candy. And
how does she respond to that?
Well, she's good with it in the long term. Well, how she immediately responds is she generally will get a big cast iron skillet and sideways just, you know, pull up on it between my legs. Just whang, you know. And that's painful. But I love to juxtapose. I even like saying that word because it sounds filthy.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.